As President Obama doubles down on his demands for federal agencies to get greener, the Energy Department says the government is improving its fuel consumption and greenhouse gas emissions. But a years-long streak of colder-than-average winters put a chill on agencies' ability to reach their energy goals. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. And Meredith, let's start with what the president is asking agencies to do now, because there has been a green mandate now for 16 years.
President Obama released final guidance for federal agencies on how to consider their mission in the context of the National Environmental Policy Act reviews. Under NEPA, federal agencies are required to consider and disclose the potential effects of their actions and decisions on the environment. It's actually the Council on Environmental Quality that's issuing the guidance to provide for greater clarity and more consistency in this reporting. The White House explained that agencies can have a real impact on the climate since there are so many federal buildings, vehicle fleets, labs, hospitals. You've got jets burning jet fuel, so the list is very long and it can have an impact on...
Like Air Force One.
Yes, like Air Force One. And so burning of that jet fuel and, you know, heating buildings and getting the Postal Service's fleet out and about to deliver mail almost every day can really have an impact on weather, drought, rising sea levels.
That's what they tell us.
So what this final guidance does is it outlines how federal agencies can describe their impacts by quantifying greenhouse gas emissions when conducting these NEPA reviews. The guidance also counsels agencies to consider alternatives and reminds agencies to use existing information and science when proposing these actions.
All right, so agencies have these goals. Are they paying attention to their greenhouse gas emissions and how much fuel they eat up?
They are, actually. A few days after this guidance came out, the Energy Department's Federal Energy Management Program released fiscal 2015 numbers on federal energy consumption and emissions, and it shows that agencies hit almost all of their energy goals. In fiscal 2015, the government used 0.95 quadrillion British thermal units of fuel, and that's at a cost of about $21 billion. And a British thermal unit, or BTU, equates to about burning a single kitchen match.
Well, that sounds like a much bigger number than gallons.
Yeah, it's a whole lot bigger. And that actually comes out to, though, about 1.5% of energy used in the U.S. overall. So you get all these big numbers and zeros, but actually it's only 1.5%.
Well, it could be 83 trillion micro BTUs.
Yes.
If you really want to make it big.
About 44% of fuel consumption is made up of jet fuel, and that's followed by 20% electricity, 13% natural gas, and 12% diesel. Coal, steam, gasoline, and other fuels make up the rest of the consumption totals. The government also made progress in renewable energy use. The goal for 2015 was set at 7.5% of electricity coming from renewable sources, and last year the government reached 8.3%. The 16% reduction goal for potable water use intensity was also increased, and non-potable water use for industrial, landscaping, agricultural use was also reduced by 23% compared to 2010 numbers.
So that's a lot of numbers, but basically the good stuff was up and the bad stuff was down.
Basically, yes.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Now, earlier you said the government hit almost all of its energy goals, but the tough winters got in the way. What happened there?
Yeah, so since 2012, we've had colder than average winters, and that means you have to heat government buildings a little bit more, and that has actually had an impact on building energy intensity reduction. There's a 30% goal, and this past year the government did not hit it because it had to heat its buildings more days than it normally has to.
So it sounds like there's another variable that they're not measuring, and that is maybe energy intensity use per given temperature outside.
Yes, the average is about 65 degrees, and you know, so sometimes it's heating, sometimes it's cooling, but because we've had colder winters, more days of having to keep federal employees warm.
Because you really can't compare the energy consumption of a building, say, in Honolulu, where the mean temperature is between, I don't know, I'm making this up, 55 and 85 degrees, and say in Washington, where we have 0 degree days and 99 degree days.
Yeah, those areas where you have four seasons, or you live in just a colder area because there's federal buildings all over the world, every building is a little bit different, every location.
All right, so there's a new mandate and there's some new measurements out. What is going to happen next between now and the end of the administration? Because this new mandate takes agencies out several years.
It does. Agencies will need to follow this guidance and keep up their work on reducing greenhouse gas emissions. And as for that heating and cooling of buildings, energy reduction, agencies need to be looking at about a 2.5% reduction by 2025.
All right. So good things to think about when it's nice and warm here in the summer, and it's going to be cold again eventually, I suppose. And while we have you, Meredith, I wanted to ask you also about the other development where a lot of people from Congress, even though they're not officially in D.C., seem to be jumping in, and that is this hikes And you've reported on this earlier, the hikes in long-term care insurance premiums. And what's going on there? It seems like a lot of people in Congress are looking at this.
Despite the fact that Congress is on recess, a lot of letters have been sent from congressional members to OPM calling not only for answers to how did these hikes go up so high, because we're talking about upwards of 126%. They're also calling for an investigative hearing on this. There was only one bidder, John Hancock, who got the last contract 7 years ago. And lawmakers want to know, well, why was there only one? How did you guys crunch your numbers to get to this point where there are people who are looking at triple digit hikes in their premiums?
Well, it's a matter of what the draw is on the funds the insurance company has. Don't they reset rates every year?
Yes, there's a lot of moving parts to it. But Congress members who are back home, they still want to know what's going on with this.
Well, there's probably nothing they can change about it. I looked at some of the premiums and spoke to some feds that are paying premiums for a long-term care insurance. And to tell you the truth, the federal premiums are way below what you get in the commercial market.
Well, they said the average is about 83% increase, but yeah, you're dealing with much different than the private sector.
Well, it's a different selective group, and maybe they do better in the long run, but we'll have to see where that one goes. I don't think there's going to be much relief there after these hearings. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. You can share this interview with colleagues, read her stories at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive, and click share with friends.